Okay, morning, boys. Who should we pray for today? Father, we just pray that your will be done. We pray for these friends and families, Lord, my brothers and sisters. We just pray, Lord, that your will be done. We pray that you will protect them from Satan. We pray that that you would encourage them, lead them in truth. Lord, just help those, Lord, who are struggling. Give them boldness and courage, Lord. And just pray for those who are alone. And just pray, God, that you would just bless them and encourage them. And Lord, help us all to just be humble and to just learn from you and just to submit our lives to you. So may it will be done, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, we've got Psalms 57 in the Septuagint, 58 Masoretic. Written by King David, it says, if then you truly speak of righteousness, do you judge rightly, O sons of men? For in your heart you work lawlessness in the earth. I just think that's interesting right there. Because what that's saying kind of sounds like what we say and what our heart, what's in our heart, can be two different things. You know, there can be lots of talk. You can learn how to talk right and say all the right things. But it's our heart that we really need to submit to the Lord. Anyway, he says, for in your heart you work lawlessness in the earth. Your hands weave unrighteousness. Sinners are alienated from the womb. They're born. From birth they are led astray, and they speak lies. Their anger is according to the likeness of a snake or a serpent. Like a deaf ass that stops its ears, which will not listen to the sound of charms, nor to an enchantment of a skillful charmer. So he's talking about sinners right here. I think he might be talking about an army, maybe, that he was fighting or had fought, that God had given them victory over. He was just talking about the sinful nations, maybe, that he had come up against. He says, God shattered their teeth in their mouths. The Lord broke the teeth of the lions. They shall pass along like water running through. He will bend his bow until they are weakened. Like melting wax, they will be destroyed. Fire fell on them, and they never saw the sun. Before your thorns are aware of its prickly shrub, he will swallow you up as if you were alive, as if in his anger. A righteous man shall be glad when he sees the vengeance of the ungodly. He shall wash his hands in the blood of the sinner. So I think David was talking about just maybe he saw how God had taken care of sin. God had performed judgment, and God, he says, the Lord broke the teeth of the lions. Lions can be a scary thing, but I guess they're not too scary to God. So he can, we can trust in God, trust in His judgment for whatever. Says a man will say, if indeed there is fruit for the righteous man, then it is God who judges them on the earth. I think throughout the Bible, many righteous men were persecuted and hunted down and just wronged, like Jesus. And, you know, God's just going to judge everything. And we just don't have to worry about that. We just need to be faithful and just do what's right and not worry about, you know, if the whole world's coming against us or if it seems like the whole world is against us. We just trust God, and just in due time, everything will be taken care of. Just one day we'll be standing before God and in judgment. Every man on this earth will be judged, and all the truth will come out of every single little thing. And it'll all be clear as day before God, and we just don't have to worry about it. We just do what we're supposed to do. Stay. I was thinking about like a soldier who's at his post doing his job. And just stay focused on what you're supposed to do. And even though there's bombs going off all around you, just trust God and just do what's right. He will take care of it all. Anyway, won't we go ahead and do our assignment? Marcus, did you have any ideas of what they're supposed to do with this song?
They know.
They know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Whatever they're wrong.
Okay.
Stand up and sing it.
Okay. All right. Should they sing it one at a time, or should they sing it together?
No, just stand up and sing it together.
Okay, let's go ahead. Roger.
Praise God from Him all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Okay, so let's... Okay, go ahead. Okay, was there something else? You're supposed to say something about it or something?
Yeah, we're supposed to say something we like about it.
Okay, all right. Roger, why don't you, do you have something to say?
It tells that God is one person, yet also three persons.
Part that has praised Him, all
creatures here below. Well, there's a whole lot of bugs, and bugs are really small, and they can be pests. But each one of the bugs, they do what God made them to.
Okay,
play. Where it says, praise Him, above.
Yeah. That is good that we should praise God while we are alive.
Yeah, something Sylvester.
All the
God. Okay. Well, I think next week, let's find something in the Bible or something you learned about, maybe your dad taught you, about how you're supposed to work, or how a young man is supposed to work. And something about that. Okay? You can go sit down.
Psalm 84, Amazing Grace, and the writer, John Newton, he was before he became a Christian, he was a slave trader, and he was drinking at the tavern, so the British Army kidnapped him, and when he served five years in the slave ship, a warship, and he was still in the army, and when they put him out on the ground, he became bitter, or not, didn't want to listen, and disrespectful to his captain, so they whipped him, and when he came back to England, he became a Christian, and he didn't know how serious slave trading was, and he did three more voyages to Africa to pick up slaves, and when he wrote Amazing Grace, he understood what it meant to be a Christian.
How great is thy faithfulness? God's been a lot more faithful to me than I probably deserve. He's been faithful, and it says, morning by morning, new mercies I see. It's just pretty true. You see things that you don't really deserve. I could have been anywhere in the world. I've heard Uncle David say you could have been born anywhere in the world, doing any kind of thing. But God's put me here and given me a lot of good examples to look up to, that follow Him.
I've been thinking about the song, if I have wounded any soul today, it just talks in there about, and if I have caused one foot to go astray, it just kind of gives a thought that, there's people watching what we do, and we could either be the making of their soul or the breaking. People watch us, and that's an example of how Christ was. People watched Him and lived after, patterned their lives after He was. And so I just thought, that was a pretty neat deal that people watch us. We have to really watch what we do.
I was thinking of the song Far Down the Ages now. Sometimes we might think that it's different now because we've never seen Jesus with our eyes or something, but the song said it's the same fight and the foe has the same strength. We're fighting the same battle. We're not. It's not any harder or any easier now than it was 2,000 years ago.
It may not be on the mountain's height, and it just talks about how life's just not glamorous, or being a Christian isn't very glamorous a lot of times, but it doesn't matter what it is for us. It's about Christ and doing what He wants us to do.
I had Children of the Heavenly Father. I've always liked that one just because of its simplicity, and it just describes the character of God, just how He's His heart is to lead His children. I just appreciated it.
I had Christian Seek Not Yet Repose. Christian, seek not yet repose. Cast thy dreams of ease away. Thou art in the midst of foes. Watch and pray. Gird thy heavenly armor on. Wear it ever, night and day. Near thee lurks the evil one. Watch and pray. Thought that was pretty good. Just to be on guard against the evil one. So.
I had think not trials. We are going to have trials and testing, but we've got to keep pressing on in the kingdom.
I thought about a song, I'll praise my maker while I have breath, and Isaac Watts, the one who wrote it. For a while, he wrote a song for his church every week, and we just need to praise the Lord while we live.
I just got a story about a man that wrote, Let the Lower Lights Be Burning. It was Philip Paul Bliss, I think, and he was traveling to his where he was raised, and he on a train, and they started coming back. There was this bridge that went out, and it was 60 feet to the bottom of it, and the train went over it, and 100 of them died that were in there, and he got away and crawled out a window and got away, and then he went back and because he wanted to rescue his wife, and he was trying to get her out, but she was trapped and he couldn't get out. And so the engine started a fire and he died with her.
Okay, I was thinking that for the young men to come up with something, a verse about how we're supposed to treat other people. Could be the poor, could be even, sinners, wicked people, how we're supposed to treat them, how we're supposed to treat our neighbor, how we're supposed to treat Pharisees. Just how we're supposed to treat other people.